curious as to what extent this region, you know, Paducah or Greater Paducah, how much does maritime culture impact this region and being you know, a central nexus of river traffic? I mean, how much does the typical person who's a local here think about the river industry?
Well, I think through the educational systems you have here, the advertisements, the events that are put on here, the Seaman's Church being here, the Coast Guard Center of Expertise being here, I think a hub has been built for the river industry. If you look where the center of the industry is here, with four rivers coming in here, three that are navigable. And plus, you know, not far away, you have the lower and the upper Mississippi that join, you know, with the Ohio River. You know, you have the upper and the Ohio forming the lower. And all that traffic interaction, you know, you have traffic coming from Pittsburgh, from Nashville, from Chattanooga, from all points. And you have products coming down the upper, the Illinois, around in the point at Cairo and coming up the Ohio or going on down the lower Mississippi. You have numerous companies here, river-related companies. You have your dry docks. You used to have dry docks up and down the river. There's still a few, but your major shipyards are here, and you still have, you know, a few, Greenville and New Orleans, Baton Rouge, areas, this has been a pretty good hub because it's a central location to drop your barges, and, you know, we have various fleeting facilities. We have one major fleeting facility down on the lower Mississippi at Columbus, right below Cairo, Illinois. And we turn a lot of our lower boats, our larger vessels that tow 40 barges, go 35, 40, 45 barges, you know, they'll turn there. All your barges that come out of the Ohio and the upper and the Illinois and the Tennessee and the Cumberland that eventually work their way down the Mississippi to New Orleans dropped in the Columbus area and eventually put into a larger tow, and the larger tows will bring products up from the Gulf to the Columbus area, and those will be distributed for the upper, the Tennessee, the Illinois, the Ohio, wherever. So the central location is very important to, right, to all that activity. It's kind of a disbursement center.
Mm-hmm. And does that play into kind of the local job market? I mean, do people, young people, are they thinking about working on the river because this is such a hub, more so than other places nearby?
I think it does lend to that, but I think you have several things up and down the river that, your museums, you know, your various ones, river museums. You have one in Point Pleasant. You have one in Jeffersonville, right there in the Louisville area. You have one up on the Illinois, or right there on the upper at Alton area. You have various museums up and down the river that cater to the kids that have instructional information to the various school groups that come through. But yeah, as far as Paducah goes, I mean, there are tons of activity that go on here with the school kids, getting them interested in the river industry, from emailing the boats and talking to the captains, maybe doing a video with a captain or so. They've had various school groups do that. Then you have the museum here that does a lot of training in our industry to educate the kids about what we do, how we do, and what makes their lights come on, you know. Yeah. How does the river affect your lights coming on, you know, whether it be, you know, a hydro or a coal-fired plant or, you know, whatever that might be. It's pretty interesting. And you have various clubs that help do that as well. You have a lot of groups that even go to the classrooms and give presentations.
Right.
Some of our captains do that, and we'll go out and say their children are in a classroom. They'll go out and take some material with them to educate the younger kids about what we do, how we do, and
right.
I think that's very important as well.
Yeah, absolutely.